It's business of the day here on Mix 94.7. Our first day goes to a company that has been a part of our agricultural landscape for years and years, talking about Three Rivers FS. Jacob Weirich is joining us. He is a crop specialist. So you're a fairly young man. Tell us what got you involved in agronomy?
Family farmed. And then my dad was a crop specialist as well as growing work back home in Illinois. I kind of wanted to follow that path and just had always had interest in farming, especially grain production.
When we are talking from the agronomy standpoint, from where you grew up in Illinois to where we are here in eastern Iowa, is there vast differences in soil or some of the science that is going into the ground?
Very different. Back home, we're actually a sand deposit of the Illinois River, so we are under an aquifer and we're irrigated. Lots more vegetable production with green beans, pumpkin, sweet corn. There's seed production. Kind of different world, but same concepts agronomy-wise.
3 years into it here in Iowa, has there been some surprises that just seem to be the norm for us?
I think the past 3 years, it's been a surprise for everyone. Since I've been here, it seems like it's light on the rain. We either get it at the sweet time or we don't get any at all. Every year has been a challenge.
I'm a producer. Yep. And by this time, we're starting. If we haven't already made our seed purchases, we are right there on the cusp of making our seed purchases. What are some of the common questions that you are getting from producers about helping them to make the right selection? Is drought the biggest thing at this point?
At this point, there is more talk about the traits between our rootworm traits and our herbicide traits kind of going out in the country. Drought is there, but a lot of the hybrids nowadays are bred with that genetic. There are true drought guards, but in the long run, the breeding process nowadays is showing up, and the newer hybrids are really performing on yield.
Talk about the scouting process. I mean, are you doing soil samples out there? How do you test a plot for a producer so that you can pinpoint this is what we need?
It really depends on what we're focused on. Kind of it goes by GDUs, is our growing degree units, kind of what we need to scout for or when we spray that date. So whether we're looking for weeds, bugs, if we're soil testing, it all has a calendar that we just follow, and it's not written on paper. It's just what the weather is like at the time.
In the advanced era of production agriculture, I think about all of the computerization that goes into this. Imagine having to make that decision and make those determinations even 10 to 15 years ago. It's a whole different ballgame, isn't it?
It is. There's a lot of technology. Thankfully, being younger, I'm on the more technical side, and I can help assist through those questions. Great example is climate field view. That's something we can throw in the cab. It'll track all the planter information and harvest information, and it's easily accessible right then and there.
Now, I imagine as a company with FS locations throughout the Midwest, that not only do you have the backing of the company in terms of research material, but there are other crop specialists that are even within just kind of the area that kind of work together. If you're vexed about a particular thing, maybe somebody who might have an answer, or vice versa, maybe they're vexed and you can network to help along the way.
Even in our company, we have two great ones in Elkader that we can always call. Example in Holy Cross with Chris Dassman. If I have alfalfa questions, I can call him because he has more experience with alfalfa in Dubuque County, whereas I'm coming from Illinois and really hadn't seen alfalfa when I got here.
But it begins with that personal relationship that you have with the producer as well. And I know that first step is they need to come to you. And how do they get a hold of you to start making appointments, start talking about these decisions?
Best way to reach me is either by a phone call and or stopping in the office. The ladies can help you up front. If I'm not around, I will be out and about here in the next couple weeks as planting rolls around.
Three Rivers FS with locations throughout our listening area. Learn more by going to their website, their Facebook page, and of course give them a call as well. Our business of the day here on KMCH.